fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 22nd day of February, the year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to remind all of you about an ancient weapon that is still very much in demand, growing popularity. Crossbows. Crossbows. There's two types, compound and recurve. You want the compound because the recurve, you want the recurve, I got that backwards. You want the recurve because of simplicity and ease of maintenance. The compound bows, both crossbows and other bows, require special tools and training to do maintenance and repairs on them. So you want the recurve version of crossbows. Powerful, accurate, and silent. And in most jurisdictions, no paperwork. No more paperwork than buying a jug of milk. So, one of the nice things about crossbows in most jurisdictions. And that's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's got advanced skills in both information technology and antenna technology. Prolific author, having written 10 books, and I'm sure one or two on the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. I liked your prepper tip of the day. One of my areas of my past that probably most people don't know about is I ran my own archery company for about 5 years in the early 90s. It's one of the things I did, and I made Old English replica archery equipment, pretty esoteric area of the archery industry, and it did quite well, but also had crossbows. And so, the crossbow is a really interesting weapon, but today, the ones they're making with the fiber stock and the probably fiberglass bow are very, very resilient. And so, it's something that
Well, there's two kinds, recurve and compound, and the materials are getting lighter and stronger on one hand. On the other, the compound bows, both crossbows and regular bows, do require specialized training and equipment to do maintenance and repairs. That's why I urge people to go to the recurve route.
Right. Well, I lived in a world that's commonly known in the industry as traditional archery. And so that includes recurves and longbows, et cetera. And I would encourage everybody to look into that. I'm no longer in that industry, but there's many people that make archery equipment. And after the Civil War, the South, they took all their guns away. So a couple guys named, I think their name was Thompson Brothers, rejuvenated the world of archery, and that's a lot of what we know today came from back then. But interestingly enough, Benjamin Franklin, during the Revolutionary War, recommended that the weapon of choice be the longbow and not the musket, because the musket doesn't work well in the rain. You have all kinds of problems getting the musket balls and all of that special processing, just like you say. And we never considered in that industry, we never considered compound bows or crossbows archery. It really needed a separate name because, anyway, just the kind of the purist nature of traditional archery. But Benjamin Franklin wanted the longbow because it could be used in the rain. It was historically proven, and you could make the materials out of commonly available materials. You know, you make all your equipment, you know, the feathers, the string, the et cetera. So anyway.
Right. Well, also, your shots per minute with a person who has minimal training, reloading and firing a musket, you might get two rounds, maybe three rounds per minute. Where with a regular traditional bow, an arrow, you could shoot an arrow every 5 to 6 seconds with some accuracy, which is a tremendous advantage. And, of course, something I only found out about this fairly recently, the American Indians would do, when they had the pioneers surrounded, they would use indirect fire. They would shoot their arrows at about a 45-degree angle, and when they would come down, the pioneers could not tell where they were being shot from.
Oh,
Pretty neat.
Oh, I
pretty
see.
Neat.
Yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of stories about archery, and Old English archery was very interesting. Like the most famous battle was Agincourt, where the English crossed the channel with 500 archers. And they all had diarrhea. They had moved their wagons through the mud up onto a grassy knoll in northern France. And the French army came, and they had knighted many knights the night before, and they had a big party. They were drinking wine, the French were. And they had 10,000 knights in armor on horseback. They charged the English who were up on this knoll, and in probably an hour's time, all 10,000 of the French knights were killed, and their horses. And anyway, it's a long story, but it's one of the most, in fact, more people died there than during D-Day, the D-Day invasion of the same area. But anyway, just a little bit of history there. I could go on and on and on.
Well, okay. But,
a lot of our expressions, like, for example, first string, you know, we call the first string the starting people on a baseball or basketball team or whatever.
Right.
That comes from archery, because when you went into battle, you had many strings in your bag, but you used your best string, and so that was your first string. Anyway, I could go on and on, but you got me turned in that direction. It's your fault.
Okay. I'll accept responsibility for that. Well, Jim, the snowflakes, the liberals, the Democrats are continuing to wail and gnash their teeth over Donald Trump being president. They don't seem they can get used to it or get over it. Outrageous things being said. People with some stature in terms of being celebrities are calling for harm to the president, assassination of the president. Rather outrageous things, to say the least. Calling for revolution, civil war. I thought by now it would be dying out, but it doesn't seem to be dying out at all, does it?
Well, no, and you got to understand, it's a very small minority, and they're getting the press because of the vast ownership of the media. So that's why it's getting any airtime at all. So a very few people can create a lot of noise, and that's what's going on. So you have to understand that. But I just saw a couple things. One is that James O'Keefe is about to release. He has, of course, Project Veritas was instrumental during the election, exposing the Democratic National Committee and the party in their headquarters and their dirty tricks, etc. Now he said he has had for months inside cameras in newsrooms where they're planning news and how to slant the news, etc., and is about to expose the news media. So this is going to be fun. I just want everybody to be aware of that so you can follow that. James O'Keefe.
Well, that's no pun intended, that's good news.
yeah. And by the way, John, before radio shows like this, a lot of times I'll go to CNN, not for news, but to see what kind of baloney they're trying to pawn off on the public. But it's so bad that there's really nothing there. They don't even have any content anymore because nobody real will interview with them, so they're just making stuff up. And one of the headlines today in CNN was five different alternatives to sugar. You know, I'm like, huh?
Right. Well, I do the same thing. We call it opposition research with National Public Radio. And they will go to National Public Radio goes to extreme lengths to find people that have a favorable opinion to slam Donald Trump or slam a policy of Donald Trump. What I hear a lot, an awful lot, is these emotional appeals of immigrants coming to this country. And they're obviously looking for an emotional reaction from people when they publish these stories, aren't they? Jim? Did we lose Jim? Am I on the air? Okay. I don't know if I'm on the air or not. I don't hear anything. My engineer's not saying anything. I don't hear anything from Professor McCanning. All I hear is silence. So, I may be talking to 10,000 people, I may be talking to myself. I don't have a clue. I simply do not have a clue. I'm not getting any message from my engineer. And everything appears to be working okay. So, I'm at a complete loss. I'm at a complete loss. I absolutely am. News story this morning that in Sweden, libraries are taking a certain book off the shelf and making it not available. So if you're in Sweden, if you can hear me, Mass Challenges is the title of the book. Mass Challenges. Apparently the book goes into some detail about the reality of the Muslims coming into Sweden and Europe in general. How eventually, in the numbers that they're coming in, the natives that live there will eventually become minorities, and their country will no longer be their country. And I continue to wonder, here it's 14 minutes after the hour, if I'm talking to anybody or just talking to myself. Hello. And let's see. Nobody there? Am I on the air? I don't know. I am on the air. Okay. Well, I got a message. I am on the air. I didn't know for several minutes if I was talking to myself or not. Okay. In Sweden, the libraries have apparently pulled this book off the shelf, and I know I have a lot of listeners in Sweden and a lot of listeners in Europe. And I want to encourage people to maybe buy copies of this book to get to their friends and relatives in Sweden. If the libraries are making it difficult to get your hands on it, then maybe you should go ahead and get a copy and get it to your friends and relatives in Sweden. That would be a good thing. Okay, we'll take questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. All right. Somebody was just trying to call me. Obviously, can't take
the person
call.
Whom you're trying to.
And what is that? I don't know what's going on here. Jim is reconnected. Jim, are you there?
Yeah. It seemed like something. Everything went south here for a few minutes, and it just came back. So.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know. Well, Jim, what direction you want our conversation to go from here?
There's some hype coming out about NASA. They are starting a national research center based on a couple of universities. They're trying to put $30 million, which is really not much money, into this five-year program, supposedly to research, and it's mainly targeted at materials and material science going to Mars. And once again, avoiding the question of how they're going to deal with radiation. They have no idea. They're planning these things. They're trying to get funding. And there's two agencies, both beginning with N, that I hope Trump just axes completely. One is the NSA, and very similarly, NASA. So both of those agencies should be completely dumped. They're absolutely no value. I saw this morning some guy was trying to promo NASA for all its innovations. The top 10 NASA innovations, most of them were in the Apollo program in the 1960s. So I'm not sure that even the people that support NASA can't find anything that they've done.
That's pretty pitiful there, Jim. It really is.
It was. I was like, well, okay. The lunar lander, they had a picture of Carl Sagan with the Viking mission. Carl's been dead for 20 years. It's just they have not done anything. And they're not going to do anything. They have glorious plans on paper, but they're not going to do anything. So time just to pull a plug. Also found out yesterday, I was talking to a friend, Obama spent $150 billion during his term as president on alternative energy projects, all of which have been shut down. Were failures.
Jim, a general correction here. President of the United States cannot spend a penny without authorization from U.S. Congress. Congress has to authorize it first.
Uh-huh. Well, these were Obama, sponsored programs.
Are you near the ocean?
Well, it's raining extremely hard. Let me just...
Okay.
Put it that
okay,
way. Well, so, yeah, we're it's under adverse conditions today.
Understood. That money went into the pockets of the people. There was famously a huge solar-related company that took tens of millions of American tax dollars and went belly up. I don't recall the name of it, but it was big news at the time.
Yeah, well, all of these went belly up. That's every single one of them went belly up. And so, which tells you without subsidies, none of these would have existed in the first place because they can't produce energy. Not only can they not produce energy at an affordable cost, they can't produce energy at all.
Right. But their Florida condos and their boats and Corvettes, they kept those, didn't they?
Yeah, those are still operating.
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Here on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a two weekly radio shows, and you have archives. Tell people how they can listen to your shows and the archives, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. Commercial-free 1 hour, and re-aired Friday night at 10 p.m. Thursday night is WWCR in Nashville. Friday night is WTWW Nashville. And then 3 a.m. Saturday morning. These are all Central Time. And then it re-airs Saturday many times on satellite in the Western Hemisphere, in the Eastern Hemisphere. All the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the archives are there also. So many people listen to the archives. And then the paid cast is a subscription, $3.95 a month. And every week you get an extra, what I call, deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. Last week I had Tesla versus Einstein, and that was, I got a lot of rave reviews over that. That's a show I had been waiting to do for a long time. And then this week is the second episode in my Cosmos series, where I basically rebuff the Cosmos series of Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson, which I call science science entertainment. And then I talk about real science and the garbage science is being pawned off on the public. And that's literally what's going on. These people that are put up as superstars in the science world, it's pure garbage.
Well, they're there for a reason, aren't they, Jim?
Absolutely. And I wanted to mention that over the last few years, there has been a surge of total misinformation trying to slam Albert Einstein. Now, I'm a student of physics. I'm a physicist. I studied physics, and I know what Einstein did and when he did it. And the discoveries he made were key discoveries at the time that other people were walking around scratching body parts. They had no idea. And he came along and he put little pieces together that turned the corner in quantum physics and special relativity. And he did not believe in general relativity. And so there's tomorrow night on my show, I'm going to do some clarification on this. But the people criticizing him are not scientists. They're just, I don't know what you call them. But when people get smeared for any reason, whether it's Velikovsky, whether it's Einstein, whether it's, by the way, they were good friends, is something that they are trying desperately to cover up. Anyway, the point is, when they smear somebody, especially posthumously, you have to wonder why they're doing it. So I'm going to dive into that a bit also.
All right, good. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Jim, John had prudently referred this question to you for today, so here it is. Because we're seeing all these storms, these atmospheric river storms out in California and the West Coast, in the end of the drought. And, we've seen this long-standing drought where this never-ending high-pressure front was off the coast there for the longest time, preventing the storms coming in. So the question in my mind is, do you think that this could have something to do with HARP or HARP-like ionospheric heaters having been used to maintain that high-pressure front for a long time to keep the radioactive water from the Pacific from coming in? Was it done to affect California agriculture? And if so, why did they decide to flip the switch off now suddenly and cause things to go to the other unhealthy extreme of too much water raining down on ill-maintained infrastructure?
Yeah, well, just for starters, they're talking about current conditions and, and the flooding, and they're saying, oh, they can handle it, etc. My estimate is before May, that baby's going to go. It'll be a catastrophic flow that takes out everything between it and the ocean.
Is anybody checking this water for radiation? Is anybody,
Their inspector? We got a break. Hold on. We have a break. Let's continue after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. We continue to expand my section on survival and tactical gear. It's a lot of fun working with Tim Spencer to get these things posted there. New things, things you may not know even exist. Green Beret tricks, shall we say. Yesterday, I picked up a fresh batch of energy cleaners from my friend Tom Berryhill. I'm taking delivery this week of more mattress pads. We'll get caught up on the back orders and be ready to get the new orders out the door the next business day. So be sure and check out the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, well, you probably need an energy cleaner. It will most likely work. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So be sure and check that out. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can order right at my website, thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free auto line, where you can, and of course you can use PayPal at my website. Don't forget, you can use PayPal. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Glenn, let's continue with your question here.
Well, John, there are a number of variables worthy of consideration here. And there have been some in recent history who've been making noises about California and secession. Well, a state in need of disaster relief money and declaring states of emergency and going hat in hand to the federal government can't very well secede if they're dependent, can they? So certainly California being smitten with these storms certainly prevents it from going anywhere in terms of secession. And Jerry Brown went hat in hand to Trump for money already. So we've seen that. So the question is, Jim McKenney think there's any possibility of HAARP-like ionospheric heaters having been used? What about the timing of the changing of this? And is the water potentially radioactive from Fukushima?
Okay, well, first of all, let's go backwards in reverse order. The radiation, radiation is an issue, and it's not being reported by anybody. The EPA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, all of these have dropped the ball completely on measuring and reporting radiation. So there's, and all government scientists have been basically sequestered. They cannot report anything real. There's the only thing they are allowed to say is, oh, is the death in the Pacific Ocean is due to like green algae or something completely preposterous. They're saying the death of the Australian Great Barrier Reef is due to global warming. That's the latest from the government. So, but in terms of California, it does seem a bit odd that they're getting this immense amount of rain right now. But, you know, that, I'll tell you something. We caught the ghost satellites. They went offline for a while. They uploaded a whole complete package of new software. And when they came back online, somebody forgot to set the marker to remove the measurement of all of the HAARP signals, of all of the satellite signals that were influencing weather, the chemtrails. And we saw them all for about a day. All of these in California, if there's any place on the planet that's just getting pulverized with every form of weather control, it's California. And so we did not, we actually saw this on the GOES satellite, and then they went in and flipped it off, and they said, oops, my mistake. But we could see these weather patterns after they formed moving across the Pacific Ocean, and they tried to lie about it and say that this was just a anomaly of the software or something. Complete lies. So that's one thing we learned, is these satellites are able to, the weather satellites, are able to subtract off the signatures of global weather modification. But anyway, so that's why we will never see the real data to answer your question. But, yeah, it does seem a bit strange. But, you know, we're not even to the snow melt yet. When that comes down, forget it. That baby's going to go. It will probably have, like, a couple warm days. It's going to all melt at one time, and it's just going to carve a path to the ocean.
Right. Well, there were numerous dams and reservoirs and innumerable levees. We're already seeing levees. We're seeing, sinkholes that are forming and everything. I saw an entire fire engine swallowed by a sinkhole. After it already had two cars and it wasn't full, so it swallowed a fire engine. That was something else. But, this seems to be the beginning.
Yeah, if you know how water works, just a tree planted there where the water can come down through the root system will start working down, or if there are ant tunnels, doesn't matter how small it is, the water starts working down, it finds a path, it's going to go someplace, and once it does, it's going to take out the side of that reservoir, it's going to undermine the dam, and if it's going to be a catastrophic failure. And once it does, and all that water keeps coming down, like I say, it's just going to, they'd be better off now to just break the spillways completely and let the water go as it's coming in. they would be much better off to do that, because that's the only way they're going to save anything at all downstream.
Well, the problem when, Sacramento's in a pickle because its own levees are already stressed and cracking, yeah. And so basically you're going to see Sacramento under about 5 or 10 feet of water if this keeps up.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a catastrophic failure. But like I say, before May, you know, take a picture now because you're not going to see much there after May. That's, wow. I mean, I might be wrong.
Right. But, sir, and these storms are something else. They seem, the question is, are they like the natural, are these atmospheric rivers, I wonder if they're the natural backlash of what happens when you switch off the ionospheric heaters or if they're being deliberately formed. Who knows? Thank you very much for your reply, Jim. Take care.
Yeah. By the way, I coined the term atmospheric rivers long before they ever started using them there. I was surprised to see that in the news media. They're starting to use that term.
Good luck. They're terrible like that. There's another fellow who's doing pioneering, named Dutch Sins. Here's by Dutch Sins, who's doing pioneering work as a layman in the tracking of earthquakes. And he's not going to get any credit either in the long term. It's a pursuit of passion. And so, and he's doing a bang-up job. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Glenn. Earthquake, we haven't included that factor, which could occur, you know, could be a factor in this thing, you know, eventually, you know, a little tremor and unload. But I just don't see this. The government is doing what it always does. It's as long as there's no under control, and that's what they're doing. They're saying no, there's no problem. There's and it's a day by day thing, and it's like some military strategists or etc. It happens in all walks of life. NASA is doing it. They're doing damage control. And if it goes, they're going to go, well, nature outdid us, you know. But right. In the meantime, they're just pretending like that somehow they're in control.
Well, and it is an illusion, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and plus the radiation thing. The Fukushima, one of the cores, they've located it. They know about where it is, but it's down in the water table. It has, you know, gone China syndrome. They keep dumping water in there, and it's an absolute disaster. So immense amounts of radiation are pouring into the atmosphere and into the Pacific Ocean. It's absolutely, you know, apocalyptic disaster. And it's going to affect, well, all of the United States. By the way, I'll be reporting on this tomorrow night. There's a radiation iodine-131 being detected in Europe, Northern Europe, coming from, obviously, one of the five reactors in Spain. And why they're not identifying this and shutting it down, I don't know, but that I'll be reporting on that tomorrow night.
Well, these isotopes, they can they leave a signature where they can tell with some level of certainty where they're coming from, can't they?
Yeah, well, you look at the radiation map and where the measurements have been made, there's no question this is coming from Spain. And it's iodine-131 has a half-life of 8 days. So it's a recent release from one of the reactors in Spain. They have two nuclear reactors that are in the process of decommissioning, whatever that means. So we really don't know. But why they don't identify this, it should have taken them 5 minutes to identify where this is coming from, and they're not announcing.
They probably did. They probably did identify it in 5 minutes. They're just not releasing that information publicly, Jim.
Exactly. So anyway, but the way the radiation patterns are, it's really one active or one decommissioned, in the process of decommissioned nuclear reactor in Spain. So it's just from the maps alone you can tell where it's coming from. But this is really bad. And once again, covering up nuclear problems. The United States has tremendous problems with its nuclear reactors. We should be shutting all of these down today, all of our nuclear reactors. It only provides 17% of our national electricity. We could increase coal production easily and shut down the entire U.S. nuclear fleet. The ones like in Biscayne Bay, oh my goodness, it's just dumping polluted water, radioactive water into Biscayne Bay. And there's other ones also. No, the nuclear power should be completely shut down today.
Aren't there many of these nuclear plants reaching the end of their useful life anyway?
I'm not aware of a single one that has not passed its commissioned lifetime.
That's
they keep renewing them. Yeah, not a single one. They're only commissioned for like 20 years, and they're all past that. We haven't built a single nuke in over 20 years. So they're all beyond their certified lifetimes, all of them.
That's pretty scary. And I know there's at least three or four or more of the same, using the same blueprints as the one at Fukushima.
The Mark I, yeah, the GE, which they were told had problems. The lead engineers quit because GE kept trying to sell it.
Right, right. Well, those three engineers, they did the right thing. They wrote memorandums stating their objections to the basic design. And they basically resigned in protest. Now, I've been saying for several years that I expect these men will be giving some expert witness testimony regarding what happened at Fukushima, don't you?
Yeah, but the other thing, though, Fukushima was blown up. It was targeted because they had been giving fuel, processed fuel, to Iran. And so that was what happened. There's no question in my mind that the tsunami did not, an earthquake did not cause what happened at those towers, that they blew up. Reactors don't blow up. You know, they melt down. It's not an explosion like a boom and a big column of smoke goes up in the air. Those were blown up just as clearly as the buildings on 9/11 were blown up, you know, in a controlled demolition. The reactor at Fukushima was blown up with explosives.
Okay.
And then, of course, once it was exposed, it blew up the fuel rods, 600,000 spent fuel rods on the roofs where they were trying to cool them. All that went up into the atmosphere. All of it ended up in the Pacific Ocean and in the U.S. within a couple of days.
Pretty amazing stuff. Well, I would like to see more public exposure of that, Jim. It would be very helpful. About 2 minutes before the break, where do you want to go next?
Let's see. Look at some... tomorrow night I'll be listing on my radio show and then also on my webpage. I've been meaning to do this for a long time, what we call fake news. And so not only in science, but in general, so that people have a list of these are the fake news sources, the Soros-sponsored or, you know, Madoff or all those people who own the news media, you know, or the CNN, what we call the Clinton News Network, or what I call the Candy Nugget News. All of these, I'm putting a list out, so I'll be going through that tomorrow night, and then also the science and science-related misinformation websites out there also.
I recall I was at a conference, this would have been about 1973 or so, at a university, and I had access to the area where the students did their student newspaper thing, and there were three teletype machines in there going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with these never-ending pieces of strips of paper. And I was fascinated because it was UPI, United Press International, and Reuters. Because I read the news in the newspaper, but I came to find out very quickly that what I was seeing in the newspaper was about 5% of what was actually going on in the world. And it was a big wake-up call for me.
Yeah, yeah. And today it's worse. They actually create the news, you know, create news stories and put slants on it. And you know, they just fabricated out of thin air, you know, with slants on it. So But the best thing to do is just to avoid it. Avoid the newspapers, because the newspapers, even the small newspapers, just reprint what they get. And so there's really only a couple sources that feed all of this. Basically ignoring fake news. And that's why alternative media is growing and growing, is because people are looking for real answers, and they know when they're getting real answers. They understand, they can see it, and it's given in a way that they can see it themselves.
All right. Well, when I read articles, I look, first of all, for a byline, the name of a real person. I look for a date. I look for specific references to what happened, where it happened, when it happened, how it happened, as opposed to generalities.
I also look at the credentials of the author down at the bottom.
Absolutely. 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 Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, Liz, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd February, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Got about 3 minutes here, Jim, to put out whatever you need to put out today.
A story I've been following for a number of years now. A number of years ago, Congress, in behest of the IRS, said that you cannot get a passport unless you give a social security number. It had never been that way before for all the history of the United States. So that's very unusual. And then comes the housing crisis, and Congress says that when you lose your house, that money that you didn't repay in a foreclosure then becomes income. And so you owe taxes on that, which buries people who lost their houses. And also this applies to credit card debt, where Obama said all credit card companies could not raise their limit by more than a couple percent per month. So all the credit card companies raise their percentage rates to the maximum level and keep them there. And so lots of people went into immense credit card debt and defaulting, and that also was added on to this debt, which then the IRS can looked at as income. And then they passed the STTR 2015 under Obama, which said that if you owe more than $50,000 in taxes, then you will lose your passport. And this has all come to fruition. So anyway, it was a 1-2-3 punch designed to entrap the United States. This is the Babylonian captivity. And all they got to do is change that number from 50 down to any other arbitrary number. And that's very arbitrary and capricious, that number. And literally, or they, if they call in the national debt and say, you got to pay your fair share, and everybody would be basically a prisoner of the United States taxation system.
All right. Well, it's good to get this stuff out public. I think it helps a lot, Jim.
Well, most people, this is, and all of this was hidden in the back door of, like, the STTR was on the very back pages of STTR 2015. It was about road repair. Had nothing to do with the IRS. You know, and it wasn't mentioned, it was in the back pages. So these were slipped through back doors so nobody would see them.
Well, that's the goal, to keep these things secret, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So anyway.
Jim, yeah, we're pretty much out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us, and look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Take care.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Top of the hour break coming. We'll have open lines at the top of the hour. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This time next week, it will be March. How about that? Wednesday next week, it will be March the 1st. The year is on a roll here, and it just seems to be the way it is, doesn't it? Okay. Well, this next hour, I always look forward to open lines, and it'll be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.